The Glorious Life of Mingo, William Battenby, In Service to Life by Elizabeth Uter. Letter to Mr. George Wickenby, 18th January 1723.
My dear George, here am I, your poor William Battenby, lying deep within his bed of sickness, with the pain of old age plaguing me, readying me for death. Wicky, old fellow, I hope you will not mind that old nickname. Wicky, if you have the means to run from death, pick up your frail legs, coattails and all, flee. Death is an older man than you or I, with nobbling knees, chattering teeth and a skeletal frame. He cannot outrun us. But what a dunderhead! I forget myself. Sincerest apologies for the slow reply to your letters. How the years have played mischief with me. When last you saw me, I was upright, smoke-black hair. Now at 80 years of age, bent to the ground, skull-cap full of ashes. I am not worth a fart these past 3 months. In agony. Imagine, when your bowels pretend they do not know you and your piss looks the other way when you try to rein it in. I know you will laugh at my lamentable state. It was always our way. Yet I have one eye open to watch life's folly and what foolishness these poor peepers have seen, particularly regarding you, old fellow. Those Harwich lighthouse nights we shared were freezing cold, but how you burned to know my history. And I was not forthcoming, was I? A mystery, you said. I promised one day I should tell all. Look, that day has come. You will no doubt think me a contrary fellow to have let the years drift so, but I have my reasons, my secrets. I have had an epiphany, must make confession. Praying hard in church, looking for redemption, loosens one's tongue more so than any brisk champagne. But I digress. Let me come straight to the point. Let me in my own woeful manner tease out my tale again, as I was wont to do on foggy nights, watching over the Harwich lights. But before you know my past, Wicky, let me tell you something of my present. My daughter, the eldest, Henrietta, you know that darling, handsome, buck-toothed little one. Well, she is now a matron of 40 years. The other day, while reading to me, had the nerve to ask her papa why I always sleep with my tailcoat on. She should know better than to inquire as to her old father's foibles, yet she never tires of asking, and I never tire of saying, "Dear heart, I wear the coat in case I need to run away while in my deepest sleep." You never know what nightmare scrapes you may fall into when your two eyes close. So I always sleep with one eye open. Honest to goodness truth. Henrietta shakes her head. She knows her papa is a whimsical creature. And what is she reading now? Our dear friend Mr. Daniel Defoe. He has become a firm favourite. In our time, if my memory serves me right, he visited Harwich and learned to spin tales from what the locals told him about the mineral spring on Beacon Hill, waters containing salts of iron and how it petrified clay, which was then used to pave Harwich's streets and build its walls. There was also the belief that said spring turned wood into iron. Ah, Mr. Defoe, these days how I enjoy his novels. The trials of poor Robinson Crusoe, the high adventures of the King of Pirates, and the life, adventures, and piracies of the famous Captain Singleton. Touching on Africa, West Indies, slavery, all are explored. We are presently reading Moll Flanders. So far, what greed, what a terror she is! I am thoroughly enjoying her and her scandalous ways. My beloved Emilia would read to me, has passed away some 5 years now, resides in the heavenly kingdom. Ah, my soul, my saving grace. I will soon join her, and why not? I am at one with who I have become, all I have done. I may simply, freely, happily peep into the future and know that I leave behind a full legacy for my 3 sons, James, George, Charles, 5 daughters, Henrietta, Charlotte, Anne, Elizabeth, and Mary. They are the delight of my eyes. They have been schooled well with my support. They have sound livelihoods, have made good matches, have found their place in the world, so that I may breathe my last knowing their children my 10 grandchildren, Jeremiah, Augusta, Caleb, Sibelia, Cornelius, Keziah, Benedict, Clemency, Nathaniel, and baby Christabella will be blessed. They will have comfort and succour throughout their young days, as I did not, and throughout their lives. Wiki, my mind often wanders now to my comely Aemilia, Harwich born and bred. I met her at the bakery of her late husband. The shop was situated on the wide main street. She was a spinster of 30 years, my age also, in possession of her own business. The husband, with no other known family, died intestate, and she inherited all. I would buy bread, the occasional apple tart from her premises. Sometimes I would mimic her voice as she ordered about her young helpers. She would laugh, throw in an extra biscuit bread with a decent amount of aniseed and coriander for flavouring. quite delicious. She found my heart early. I would sketch portraits of her, the assistants, the victuals. Soon they were festooned about her shop. She would use the drawings to sell the items and was most popular with the neighbours. She had a shrewd business head upon her. Over that year of our first meeting, we began courting. With no father or mother to seek blessings, I proposed and she accepted me. We considered each other good catches. I the lighthouse keeper, she in possession of a shop. A wonderful opportunity to father a lineage, become master of my own household. Our spousals, the marriage contract, where we said our vows as bride and groom, per verba de presenti, were consecrated in church with all ceremony. Oh, it was truly the happiest day of my life. What a marriage! My Aemilia's key quality was her ability to run our household efficiently. She was well versed in housekeeping, well educated in medicinal and culinary use of herbs and plants, needlework, reading and writing. She was exceptionally good at dairying. The daughter of a farmer should be, after all. She followed the rules assiduously of the English Housewife book. Thus, with like-minded virtues, we enriched each other's lives, thriving year by year. We were a solid business, my wife and I. There is also a well-appointed four-roomed house from the labours of her deceased husband. A great comfort to me. Security, as was my Aemilia. A Puritan at heart, with emphasis on mutual love. As you can imagine, we live mightily well together. She is as clear in my eyes today as when we first met some 7 years after I first possessed the lighthouse at Harwich in the year 1667. I was a diligent and vigilant custodian there to watch the light, to keep a good light with you, Wiki. And, as you well know, my dear benefactor, Sir William Batten, set up those lights himself for his beloved navy that he cherished so well in life. Do you remember how we must charge a penny a ton for every ship that came past with cargo? It was an exceedingly good living. I bless Sir William. An excellent investment to bestow upon me. Every day I breathe, I am sure I do him proud. Look how well I have turned out. Family, fortune, but not quite fame. There is so much more to say, Wiki, but I am mortally tired. I give up the last of my secrets. I was Mingo once, servant to Sir William Batten, not so free but that I must dance for him when ordered, however congenially done, no matter how I was petted by his daughters, Mary, Martha, and Lady Batten. I was owned, which is abhorrent to me. I had as much freedom as their caged pet parrot. When Sir William died, God rest his soul, I wanted change. I was baptised in another parish far from the prying eyes of those who knew me in my Mingo days. My chance at freedom, a respectable gentleman with new coin name, William Battenby, in honour of Sir William. At 23 years of age, I became a true member of society, parish, the Church of England. Sir William,
left me quite a legacy, giving over the keeping and custodianship of the lights alongside yourself, Wiki. Wealth almost unlimited. My own man. I know. I have led a glorious life. And as I close a single eye, the other alert to possibilities, perhaps I am not quite yet ready for those pearly gates. Believe me, at all times with sincerity and respect, your friend as ever, William Battenby.